About getting a company's mojo back, about the jazz of business, about sustaining a business over the long haul, about living responsibly in a community and on the earth. Following the natural path, or how did I get to the point of selling? In 1990, 10 years before the almost sale of Clif Bar, Inc., I lived in a garage in Berkeley with my dog, skis, climbing gear, and two trumpets. One of my passions was long-distance cycling. During one day-long 175-mile ride with my buddy Jay Thomas, I came up with the idea for Clif Bar. We'd been gnawing on some other energy bars all day. Suddenly, I couldn't take another bite, despite being famished and needing to keep going. It came to me. I could make a better bar than this. I call that moment the epiphany. Clif Bar exists because I wanted to make a better product for myself and for my friends. 2 years later, after countless hours in Mom's kitchen, I had a recipe that worked. Clif Bar, Inc. got its official launch in 1992. We make portable, convenient, nutritious energy bars for athletes and health-minded people. Today, we're one of the leaders in the category of energy and nutrition bars, and our products include Clif Bar, Luna Bar, Mojo Bar, Luna Glow, Clif Builders, and Clif Shot. Clif Bar, Inc. is also the largest privately held company in its category. By the time we nearly sold the company, Clif Bar had grown from a guy making bars in his mom's kitchen to a company with $40 million in annual sales. I loved Clif Bar. The product, the people, the spirit of the company. I felt that there was more ahead for Clif Bar. Yet on April 17, 2000, I nearly sold the company. Why? One of the main reasons I didn't fight the sale of Clif Bar, Inc., was that selling seemed like the norm. The story went, and still goes, like this. You're an entrepreneur. Your company grows and begins to feel too big for you. You're tired, stressed out, and working really hard. You become convinced that you can't compete against larger companies. You also become convinced that you can sell and maintain the companies and your own integrity. An offer comes along. The money is appealing. You sell the company. I had watched many peer companies go up for sale. Our arch rival, Power Bar, went, like Clif, from humble kitchen origins to being the leading energy bar at the time. Nestle purchased Power Bar for around $400 million, and the founder walked away with 60%, an outrageous amount of money. I watch my friends at Balance Bar, our other big competitor, sell to Kraft. I knew that many people began their companies with exit strategies in mind. I didn't, yet accepted why people would exit, just as almost everyone accepted why we would sell the company. It seemed like selling was the natural path, the normal culmination to starting a small but successful company. The fear factor. If I became convinced that selling was the norm, a big part of deciding to sell my own company had to do with fear. For years, the refrain around Clif was, "We are putting in all this work, and it could evaporate in a day." And, "We need external funding to grow." We feared failure. My former partner and I told our employees that with the sale of Power Bar to Nestle and Balance Bar to Kraft, the two largest food companies in the world were competing against us, and we didn't want it all to disappear. It seemed to make sense. Nestle, a company with sales of $65 billion annually, could afford to spend $50 million to promote their product against ours. To them, $50 million was pocket change. To us, it was more than our entire annual sales. We feared that we couldn't survive such fierce competition without a huge infusion of capital. Our investment banker, my business partner,